always, we want you to be grounded into your body. So, close your eyes. Let your breathing be easy and relaxed but full. And scan each part of your body in turn. Notice whatever it is that you find in your body and decide that it is fine, that it is happening, or that it is there. Decide that stress and tension that you have picked up or generated recently, or maybe even from a long time ago, decide that you are ready to let it go. Decide that here, in this moment, everything's fine and you are safe. Decide that the energies of other people that you've picked up lately or from a long time ago, but that are ready to leave, must leave. Decide that you cannot possibly use the energies of other people to tell you who you are. As a human, you have attempted to do so for quite a long time, and this is fine. But it will no longer work. That you are developing a relationship with this Aurolite 23 crystal is proof that you know that. The way that these pieces are charged by the channel will make this more and more apparent, attuning you to what frequencies you play with in your life, what you're willing to engage, what energies you are willing to generate with your thoughts and actions, with your beliefs, and what you let experiences and feelings mean. Send cords from the bottoms of your feet and your root chakra down into the earth. On every inhale, until further notice, draw the energy of the earth fully and deeply into your body. Aurolite 23 is a high vibrating stone. And yet, it is imperative that you are grounded first and work with it grounded, from a grounded place. You must understand that spiritual evolution for humans during this era is not about going into the upper chakras. Saying that Aurolite 23 is a high vibrating stone means that energy will go up if you use it without grounding. The way the channel has charged these particular stones, these crystals, the energy will ground, but you must intentionally, consciously ground while you use the Aurolite 23. It will send energy down. You will notice it has a deeper or more solid, with a more solid footing vibration than you would expect from looking at this beautiful stone that obviously vibrates highly. Cords into the earth, drawing the energy of the earth fully up into your body. Thank the earth for being available to you 24/7 to ground in this way. Let it reach all parts of your body in turn. Take a few breaths to trace this energy to come up into your body and make sure it reaches all parts of your body in turn. Now, decide that you are willing to let this Aurolite 23 change your vibration. Decide that you are willing to allow the wisdom of your higher self to become apparent to you, to become obvious, to become more part of your day-to-day life. This charged stone will send a current into your body. You may or may not notice it. You may or may not feel the energy pathways opening. In certain ways, this is a stone for the upper chakras. But again, to be grounded while you use it means you can actually use the information that you have access to. Having access to what your higher self would have you do is similar to connecting with the energy of guidance, your spirit guidance team. Every decision that you make, there's a high side, a low side. The motivation matters quite a lot. Not just what I will do or not do, not just when I will do it or when I won't do it. But what is motivating me to do it? Working consciously with Aura Light 23 from a grounded place will help you more and better align your choices. Decide that you are ready to connect with your higher self. Decide that you are ready to overcome limitations of your linear logical mind. Decide that you are ready to connect with your spirit and a higher level of your consciousness. Realize that most of your life you have perceived that you are the sum of your experiences. When you believe this, and you operate from that place, and you behave accordingly. Well, this happened to me then, so therefore I must behave this way, or I could never do that because that never works. When you give in to it, when you believe it, you are giving in to your mind, taking control of your life. Your mind, your linear logical self, you might say the part of you that is a left brain. That part of you is one part of you, but it is not everything. It is not even close. One of the opportunities with the Aura Light 23 is to notice the linear logical mind in a new way, yet surrender to a higher truth, your higher self. And allow your mind, your linear logical left brain self, to relax, to be in service to the rest of you. Your consciousness existing across time on a day-to-day basis, you are dealing with energies and emotions from all across the timeline and all throughout your whole life. All the time you are traveling through time. You are having currents ebb and flow in your body, energies and emotions, they bring up memories. You have certain experiences. You've been shaped by these experiences, of course, and part of you, your mind, believes that you are the sum of what has happened to you, and that you are the sum of the choices you have made in response to what has happened to you. Put your attention on the cords into the earth, breathe the energy of the earth fully, deeply into your body. Decide that you are ready to allow this Aura Light 23 to connect you to your higher self. Notice what the bottoms of your feet feel like, whatever they are touching. Notice what your rear, where you are sitting or lying down, your root. Notice what it feels like, what it is touching, drawing the energy of the earth fully up into your body. Decide that you are ready to allow the Auralite 23 to connect you more deeply, more fully, more thoroughly, and more often to your higher self, to your higher wisdom. Decide that you are ready to surrender the narrative that your mind has produced, that you are the sum of what has happened to you as a human in 3D, in the material manifest world. You are ready to surrender this. I want you to realize and have compassion for yourself that your mind cannot come up with a better explanation for why things have happened to you, because your mind does not understand the wisdom of soul, the wisdom of your higher self, the wisdom of angels, masters, and guides. Your mind does not understand the truth of how your life has unfolded. Connecting intentionally and consciously through using this Auralite 23 on a daily basis, from a grounded place, will help you surrender to the truth of what is happening. And this is what I want you to choose to do. I'm willing to surrender to the truth of what is happening. I am willing to be fully present in my life daily and surrender to the truth of what is happening. I release my mind of the responsibility to constantly narrate that I am the sum of my experiences. I release my mind from the obligation to constantly decide that I am the sum of my choices. I no longer need to define myself by what I have done, what I have not done, what has happened to me, what has not happened to me. Relax open the openings in your feet and your root. Breathe fully and deeply the energy of the earth to fill your whole body. Decide once again that you are ready to surrender to the higher truth of who you are as a divine being, consciousness that exists across time, a consciousness project, a consciousness work in progress. Now, decide that all energies, all debris, all self-image based in what has happened to you, what you have chosen, decide that these energies do not serve the truth of who you are. They are tools. The narrative is a tool of the linear logical mind. Decide that these debris pieces that have been held onto and these ideas of who you are and who you are not, decide that if they cannot match the frequency, the empowering consciousness-raising frequency of the Auralite 23 piece you are holding in your hand, that they must leave. Decide that you are no longer willing to attempt to define yourself in terms of what you have done, what you have not done, and who you have thought you are because of what has happened to you. Put your attention on these cords into the earth, the energy coming into your body. Thank the earth as you inhale its energy fully and deeply into your physical form. Thank the earth for being available to you 24/7 to ground in this way. Recognize that the earth is your spiritual mother while you are incarnated. Spirituality is not about going into upper chakras and denying the body, or regretting the physical, or resenting the manifest world. Wishing to be connected to the divine in the great blob of divinity outside space-time. Oh, I wish I could go back to experience that divine love. My charge to each and every one of you is that you are the source of love for yourself. You can grow into this. Decide once again that you are ready to surrender to the truth of who you are as a divine being with consciousness existing across time. What I want you to do is to hear the linear logical mind's assessment and narrative, assessment of what has happened, the description, the cause and effect correlations, the explanations, the descriptions, the rationales. I want you to hear your mind, and yet I want you to surrender not to the fear and concern that it generates, but to the truth of who you are, the feeling of being an energetic being. With the Aurora Light 23, you can opt to allow life to be what it is, so you can see what to do, how to do it, when to do it for the right reasons. Give your mind something to do. Do not surrender to your mind. Put your focus for a moment on the hand holding the Aura Light 23 stone. This beautiful crystal, it is mostly amethyst, and it will appear to your eyes as amethyst. Closer inspection will reveal metals, different elements. Every piece will have a variety. It's called Aura Light 23. If you do research, you will see that it will contain at least 17 of these 23 minerals, any given piece. The presence of these various metals make this much more than amethyst. Any inclusion in a stone or a crystal, any kind of molecule, any kind of material, will affect how it vibrates and how it affects your vibratory pathways, which are consciousness pathways. Feel your hand with the Aura Light 23 piece in it. Decide to be still and quiet, and allow this energy to fill your body. Feel what your hand feels like, your fingers wrapped around the stone. Put your attention in your hand, in these fingers wrapped around the stone. I want you to decide that you are ready to see that you are not what has happened to you. Keep your attention on the fingers, the hand wrapped around the crystal. Decide that you are ready to surrender to the truth of what is really happening. The truth of who you are. Decide that you are ready to see the stories, narratives, machinations, descriptions, rationales of your linear logical mind as tools of a part of yourself. And decide that you are ready to have compassion for this part of yourself that cannot understand the vibratory truth about why things happen to you. Your mind does not understand that you are co-creating, you are vibrating into manifestation everything that happens around you and to you. You are not the story. You are not the fear. You are not the doubt and regret. You are a collection of vibratory commands which are, in essence, divine commands. You are an energetic being vibrating life into existence around you. You are an energetic being vibrating your body into certain conditions and experiences. Vibrating your health or lack of it into being. Keep your attention on the hand and the fingers surrounding the Aurolite 23 crystal until further notice. And keep your attention on your feet and your root simultaneously until further notice. Decide once again that you are ready to let things be as they are. Decide that you are ready to accept responsibility as a portion of Goddess and God vibrating your life and the world into existence around you. Decide that you are ready to take this responsibility for your vibrations without judgment, shame, guilt, or regret. Decide once again to surrender to the energy of the Aurolite 23 crystal to connect you to your higher self. Let its energy reach all parts of your body. Decide that you are willing and ready and able to interpret everything that happens to you in terms of your vibratory creation. Decide you are ready to see that everything in your life as showing you what you are vibrating. And I want you to decide that you can change what you vibrate. One of the secrets of this charged Aurolite 23 crystal is in letting things be what they are. You do not need to short-circuit and sabotage yourself because of what has happened to you in the past by which you have defined who you are. See the truth, be the truth, own the truth, let things be what they are. It is in front of you because you have vibrated it there. great, without shame, judgment, guilt, or regret, without self-recrimination, without indictment, without self-hatred, without punishment. Yes, I have vibrated this. Yes. I have vibrated this into being. Staying connected to the truth of why something is happening, not an intellectual reasoning, not an explanation, not justification. Staying connected to the energies in play. You can more consciously engage, interact, make choices, and thereby change what is happening. Realize, please, that every single thing that you have ever experienced is your creation. Choose now that you are no longer willing to be disempowered because of what you have created, but to see it for what it is, and to accept it for what it is. The world is a playground manifesting in 3D what you vibrate. Look how powerful you have always been. Staying aware of your hand, your fingers wrapped around the Auralite 23 crystal. Aware of your feet and your root and the energy coming into your body from the earth. Thank the earth for always being available to you to ground in this way. Thank this Auralite 23 crystal, which is a piece of the earth being willing to share itself with you in this way. Thank this channel for going out of his way to open to this vibration. He has a personal evolutionary experience that has resulted from working with the Auralite 23. It's taken over a year for him to be able to get to the place where he can channel this meditation for you, holding 8 of these stones. He has been dancing with the Auralite 23, so thank him. Thank us also. This is Jehudi, also known as Thoth, Saint Germain, and Merlin. Thank yourself for being willing. Thank your inner children for speaking. Thank your mind for always doing its job, which is to try to protect you. Thank your ancestors for handing you down genetic, consciousness, emotional, intellectual, psychological information and feedback so that you can learn how to be a person. Thank your guidance team. Thank all the angels and masters and the guides of other people who somehow mysteriously, magically behind the scenes nudge help into your life. Decide once again that you are ready to surrender your mind to serve the rest of you. Decide that you are willing to take time each day to allow this Auralite 23 crystal to affect you so that you can see, be with, and accept the truth of what is happening, the truth of who you are, the truth of what choice you have in a given moment, the truth about what you need, the truth about what you can no longer entertain, engage with, or play with. I want you to be focused on the truth, but I want you to be gentle with yourself and let it be a gradual process. You are talking about with this Auralite 23 crystal an extremely powerful opportunity to align with something new that has always been with you, that has always been true about you as a divine being existing as consciousness across time. But the Auralite 23 will help you Realize what habits and patterns do not serve you. And I want you to be gentle with yourself. This may or may not happen quickly. It most likely will not happen overnight. Here is what will probably happen. When you first work with this stone, you may have the good feelings. As the channel and others have described about this stone, and then you may have some heavier, darker feelings and not be quite sure how to connect with the stone. And you might even say one day, oh, it's been months since I hung out with my friend, Aurelite 23. Oh, but it doesn't feel right. I just don't know. Blah, blah, blah. It is normal that a high vibrating stone like this, especially as charged by the channel and the way he has charged them, energetically charging them, will bring up things to be resolved. The habitual self-image, the actually habitual clinging to an old self-image, the idea that you are what you've chosen, what you have not accomplished, what you've done, what you didn't do, what you said, what you didn't say, what has happened to you, what those people did to you, what those people wouldn't do to you, but you wish they had done to you. The Aurelite 23 will consistently nudge, especially charged as they are, to surrender your identities that have come about because of what has happened to you, but parts of you are habitually connected, maybe clinging, maybe addicted to an idea of who you are. So be gentle with yourself and let this be a gradual process and come back to this crystal. When you feel connected to it, you may feel your divine truth. You may feel that higher wisdom and say, yes, no more games, no more silly, childish wastes of time because I don't value myself, because I don't nurture myself in the right way, because I don't nourish my energy, my field, my body in the right ways. And then come back to the Aurelite 23 once you get away from it. So right now, I want you to, no matter what happens, and recognizing that this is how it works, a positive flow, a negative barrier that needs to be overcome, a positive reconnection, a gushing out of love because of your divine essence, and then a bit of a speed bump that's shocking. Given this reality, which is the evolution of consciousness, it is never starting in darkness and heading up a linear slope and then evolving and saying, yes, everything's wonderful. That's not how it works. So I want you to make a commitment to yourself now to be peaceful and compassionate with the parts of you that resist Aurelite 23's vibration. And make a commitment to yourself to come back to it in the spirit of evolution, in the spirit of leaving behind who you are not, and to always be gentle with yourself in this process, because parts of you may fight. They may argue. They may want you. They may perceive you. They need you to get stuck in a lower vibration because they are not done feeling that they are what has happened to them. That you are what has happened to you in the past. So realize as you work with such a high vibrating stone, especially energetically charged by this channel, realize that you exist on many levels and some parts of you are not done feeling upset, depressed, angry, saddened, disappointed, abandoned, bereft, left, lost, grieving. Certain parts of you aren't yet ready to be, quote, vibrated out of sorrow, quote, or sadness, or pain, or anger. Validate these feelings, be with them, and recognize that it is part of the evolutionary process that you must feel them. You must be in them in order to process them and move on. You cannot deny them. It would be easy with a normal Aurelite 23 piece to let the energy go up to your upper chakras and say, oh, great, I don't have to deal with that anymore. I don't have to deal with that sense of betrayal, that thing that makes me feel unsafe from my early life, that abuse, that quandary about why they leave me, why I was abandoned, why people dump me, why the people I love don't love me back, whatever it is, why I'm lied to, why I feel I can't be honest, why I can't say no, why I shouldn't say yes to what I love. Parts of you identify as all these things. So, coming back on a regular basis to evolve with the Aura 23 crystal, deciding you are ready, deciding you are willing to move beyond identification with what has happened to you, deciding on a regular basis to allow the Aura 23 crystal to connect you and then reconnect you over and over again with the wisdom of your higher self. But your not higher selves never need be judged. Please love them. Please recognize you must process the past. You are an energetic being. You are consciousness existing across time. You are not spiritual adept, a little angelic student of spirituality, someone raising your consciousness with no troubles. No, there is sometimes an arduous process to work through fear, pain, regret, sorrow, sadness, etc. And anger and rage come from pain. Always. So taking on an Aura Light 23 piece, I am asking you to make a commitment to yourself to be gentle with this evolutionary process. The high points are wonderful. The low points may make you think the high points must not have been real or will never come again. But you must hear these voices within you. You must hear these parts of you. I can't do this. I shouldn't do this. I shouldn't have done that. I'll never do that. I wish I could have been that. Hear these parts of you. And will yourself to be gentle and compassionate and accepting. Put your attention on the cords into your feet and your root and the energy of the earth on every inhale coming up into your body. Thank the earth for being available 24/7 to ground in this way. Thank the earth, which is another soul, for always being your spiritual mother in all these lives while you are embodied. And put your attention on your hand and your fingers wrapped around the Aura Light 23 crystal. Feel this energy in the crystal coming into your body. Decide that in this moment, everything is fine and you are safe. And it is safe to relax, to receive the energy from this stone, to let this disruptive energy enter your body, open up energy pathways, and alter your consciousness so that you can begin the process of no longer identifying with what has happened to you, what you've chosen, what you haven't chosen, etc. Now, as you inhale, begin in your hand. Put your awareness in your hand and inhale that energy up through your arm and into the rest of your body. Let it fill the energy from the Aura Light 23. Let it fill the rest of your body. Let it reach all parts of your body. Decide that all energies that cannot match the frequency of love coming through this Aura Light 23 crystal into your body must leave. All debris, all old self-image, all energies from other people that do not serve your higher good, all of this can leave. Any energy that cannot match the high vibrating, loving, supportive frequency of this Aura Light 23 crystal no longer has reason to be in your life. And you, making this decision, will make them leave. Thank you for your time and attention. It is a pleasure to work with you and to offer you these insights and nudgings and instructions on how to use this crystal. Take care of yourself.